there is no way to soften the blow. If she hadn't died from a heroin overdose in 1970, this weekend, Janis Joplin would be turning 60.
In this world, if you bring the papers down, you know everybody's fighting on with each other. You got no one you can count on, baby, not even.
The smallish woman wore huge, floppy hats over her wild, untamed mane of hair. She hailed from a medium-sized oil town in Texas, Port Arthur, and had a voice that was larger than life. Janis Joplin didn't just sing a song. She took it over. She swallowed it whole and sent it back through her gut and her heart.
And if anybody should come along, he gonna kill.
The year surrounding Miss Joplin's death saw the demise of two more of rock and roll's legends, Jimi Hendrix, who died 15 days before Janis Joplin, and Jim Morrison, who died 9 months later. Janis Joplin often cited the Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith, as her greatest influence. 2 months before her death, she helped buy a headstone for Miss Smith's grave. It reads, "The greatest blues singer in the world will never stop singing." Janis Joplin, a powerful blues singer on her own, was 27 years old when she died. Get It While You Can, from the 1971 album Pearl, released 5 months after Janis Joplin died on October 3rd, 1970. By the way, Pearl was her nickname.